From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you know what we've been forgetting?
What?
That we were going to do this Halle Berry thing.
Oh.
Remember? We're going to like hashtag Halle Berry and get her to kind of notice us. And I think it's a long...
Notice you.
Notice me. I think it's a long run. I think it's going to be a long run.
Did you Twitter or did you hashtag her?
Yeah, I hashtagged her on our Facebook page, but maybe she doesn't Facebook. And I'm not sure that she's going to pay attention to every hashtag. I mean, she's got like 4 million followers on Instagram.
True. So why should she pay attention to little old?
Well, because we have this outlet. We have this great show on a great radio station, and it's also on a podcast, and that's why. Because we talk about Halle Berry.
Then tweet it.
I guess.
Good Lord.
You know, I don't know. Do we have a Twitter account for Who Cares News? I got to check that out.
You do for Boss Boss Radio.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I mean, this is really focused on us, on you, on me.
On you.
On me. All right. Okay, fair enough. You know what? If any Who Cares News listeners have any secrets about how we gain somebody's attention on social media, please let us know.
Okay, so what you are going to do today is you're going to tweet her.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll do that.
Tweet it. Do it.
All right, I'll do it.
All right.
Halle Berry, we're coming to get you. We're coming to get you on the hashtag. All right, enough. Let's get on with the news. What's going on?
The Kardashians have not been talked about enough this week, which I was perfectly fine with. However, this
made
is
it
like,
all the way to Thursday.
Yeah. So they finally had a birthday party for a little 2-year-old Dream yesterday.
Was it a belated birthday party?
It was. Now, in their defense, there's a little going on last week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we had kind of a crazy week.
Yeah. Some people were evacuated, like some of them.
Like all of them, actually, yeah. I think. All of Calabasas.
So birthday parties probably would not have been in the best taste. However, these are celebrities we're talking about and who has to have a birthday party at their house.
Yeah, right.
All right. So the party was, of course, over the top.
Of course it was.
For the little girl who turned 2 last week with the name of
who
Dream.
Won't remember this.
No.
Unless she, you know, sees a picture of it.
There were live fairies.
Live
massive
fairies.
2-story leaf-covered teepees.
I like
teepees.
Live fairies. Massive what?
2-story leaf-covered teepee.
A massive leaf-covered 2-story teepee.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what that looks like. Huh.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Huh.
Now, okay, so
what's that say
fires going on, postponing birthday party.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
I get that. However. Was it a coinkydink that she didn't receive social media love on her big day?
From the social media mavens of the world.
Now, Auntie Kim and Grand Momager.
Okay.
They did.
Okay.
And right. Black China Mama. You know, Mama Black China.
All right.
They all wished her a happy birthday. However, Daddy Rob did not.
Well,
I guess other aunties did not.
I think he canceled all his social. I think that's a legal thing.
Maybe.
But all the other aunties and Uncle Scott.
There was no other birthday love.
No other birthday love from Auntie Courtney and Chloe.
She'll
and
be the black
Kylie
sheep outcast.
And, oh, come on now.
Won't get the love.
She's cute, and she's got the best name. I think she's got
Dream.
The best name of all of them. I do.
Really?
I do. Oh, yeah, that's a great name.
So when they're calling names like in class, Susan, Tiffany, Nicole, Dream. All right.
Bueller.
Now, Dream apparently had a great birthday yesterday, and she has a ride-on electric Bentley truck to show for it.
Of course, it's a Bentley. I love those little ride-on cars for kids because, you know, they're actually pretty cool.
They're awesome.
I wish they were a little bit bigger. Oh, they make ride-on cars for people like us. It's called a car. Duh.
You know, if we could fit in one of those cars, then we too could have a Bentley.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think they're about $350 bucks online, so we're okay. Right.
Our kids have the pedal ones.
I know. I don't even think my kid had a pedal one. I think there was no floor in it. They just used their feet.
Oh, that's
they just
right.
Used their feet,
there were those.
And then they just turned, the front wheels turned.
You know what
My son had a General Lee. That was his favorite toy, was that General Lee. Because he was a huge Dukes of Hazzard fan.
back when it was PC.
Yeah, it was never PC.
At the time, no one really gave it another thought.
Nobody gave a crap. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't PC.
You know what? Growing up in Texas, the Dukes of Hazzard stuff, the flag, it was just known as the South.
Well, it always has been, but now it's not PC. So, there you go.
Because things change.
Things don't change. We just become more aware. It's called awareness for a reason.
And people become very sensitive.
Well, I think that goes without saying.
You know what?
All right, now what?
No.
What?
Everyone just needs to sit down.
Yes?
Watch Blazing Saddles.
That's not PC either.
It's so not PC, but it's hilarious.
Funny as hell.
One of
my favorite movies.
Where we all can make fun of ourselves.
As we all know. Yes.
Without being sensitive. If you're sensitive, don't watch Blazing Saddles.
Right.
Just when you thought it was safe not to cut the cord,
yes,
maybe you want to reconsider.
Uh-uh.
There's talks afoot.
Talks afoot.
Goopy Gwyneth Paltrow may be bringing her Goop brand to TV.
No.
Dun,
no,
dun,
no.
Dun, 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 dun,
no, 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 yeah. No, no.
Now, the big news yesterday was Chip and Joanna coming back to TV.
Right.
That's good news.
Goop on TV. Not so much.
Not good news. No.
Well, she's married to a TV guy, Brad Falchuk. You know, he's a producer. So,
oh, sure.
You know, when you're a producer, you're married to a producer, you do, you know, hey, honey, I got an idea for a new show. Before you do that one, you got to put me on TV.
I wonder if that's why she married him.
That's why she married him.
Tuesday, she hinted that there's a television project in the works for her wellness and lifestyle brand.
Uh-huh.
She didn't elaborate on any specifics for a show. So let's think. I imagine it being QVC or Home Shopping Network-esque.
Well, I thought she'd already been doing like a QVC thing. Didn't there stuff already on...
Dildo, $14,050. It was a $15,000 dildo or $1,500 dildo.
It was $15,000.
Okay.
I think.
So, for the next 15 minutes, it's $14,500. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Call now. Call now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Call now.
All right.
Yeah, I can see it.
So, today's Halle Berry picture on Instagram is of her sitting in the Sahara Desert in Morocco, because she's just like us, in a backless dress. She's kind of got her head leaned over and looking away from the camera. And you know what?
Huh.
Lady Gaga gets attention from Halle Berry. How do we not get attention from Halle Berry? I don't know. We don't have one of those little blue check marks next to her.
You best start hashtagging.
I know.
On her Insta.
I know. I gotta get that. All right, Halle Berry.
His eyes are stuck on the computer.
Halle Berry.
I, too, could wear a backless dress.
Go away. Just go away. Have a good day. See you mañana. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today. Oh, Halle Berry, please reach out to this man.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.